Takefusa Kubo was born in Kanagawa, Japan. At the age of 7, Kubo started playing football for FC Persimmon, then moved to a local club based in his home city Kawasaki. He was awarded MVP at SC Barcelona soccer camp in which he participated at the age of 8. He was selected as a member of SC Barcelona school team and participated in Sodexo European Roses Cup held in Belgium. He was awarded MVP even though his team finished 3rd. After returning home, he began to play for the Kawasaki Frontal Junior Youth Team. Kubo had been invited to join SC Barcelona's youth academy, La Masia, after passing the trial. He began to play for Barça Alavés U11. During his first full season, he was top goal scorer in the league with 74 goals in 30 games. In his 3rd full season, he was promoted to Barça Infantil A U14. The Spanish club was later found to have violated FIFA international transfer policy for under-18 youths, making Kubo ineligible to play for the club. He returned to Japan in search of playing time. Signing with FC Tokyo's junior youth team, Kubo joined FC Tokyo U18 team. He was promoted to the senior side at the age of 15. He made his formal debut for the reserve team in the G3 League as a halftime sub for match against AC Nagano Parcero. He made his professional debut at the J-League record of 15 years, 5 months and 1 day. Kubo became the youngest player to score in the J-League at 15 years, 10 months in a 1-0 win over Cerezo Osaka U23. He top flight debuted for the first team in J-League YBC Levin Cup playing 25 minutes in a 1-0 win against Hokkaido Consadole Sapporo. FC Tokyo announced an update to Kubo's contract, improving it to pay him as a first team member. Kubo became a regular starter for FC Tokyo in both the J-League YBC Levin Cup and J-League, scoring goals in both competitions. Kubo signed with Spanish club Real Madrid on a 5-year deal. Although registered with their U19 team, he had been expected to mainly play for Real Madrid B during the season. However, he featured regularly with the first team during Real Madrid's preseason tour of the United States and Germany. Kubo joined Mallorca on a season-long loan. He has become the 3rd Japanese player in Mallorca's history after Yoshio Akubo and Akihiro Enaka. He made his La Liga debut playing 15 minutes in a 2-0 loss to Valencia. He became the youngest Japanese player in the top 4 European leagues history that has played in a match with a record of 18 years, 2 months, and 28 days. He scored his first goal against Villarreal in a 3-1 victory. He later scored his second goal in an entertaining 3-3 draw to Real Betis. He then scored his 3rd goal 2 weeks later in a 2-1 victory over Eibar. Kubo joined Real Sociedad on a permanent deal, becoming the first Japanese player to sign with the club. Kubo marked his debut by scoring the only goal in a 1-0 win away to Cadiz. Shortly before turning 18, Kubo was named in the squad for the Copa America, which marked his first call up to the senior squad. He made his debut in a friendly against El Salvador as a 67th-minute substitute for Takumi Minamino. He was included in the 22-player squad of the under-23 team for the Summer Olympics. He scored Japan's first goal against South Africa in the Olympics. He was named in the Japan squad for the FIFA World Cup, where he started in the group stage victories over Germany and Spain, despite being subbed off early in both matches. It is the first time that an Asian team topped their World Cup group held outside their home country, and also the first Asian team to reach the knockouts twice in a row before losing to Croatia. Kubo is known for his distinctive playing style. He possesses a unique combination of skills and attributes that make him an exciting prospect on the field. He is often described as a technically gifted player. His ball control and dribbling abilities are exceptional, allowing him to navigate through tight spaces with ease. He has a low center of gravity, which aids in his balance and agility, making him a formidable dribbler in one-on-one situations. This ability to take on defenders and maintain close ball control is a hallmark of his playing style. One of Kubo's standout attributes is his vision and playmaking ability. He has excellent spatial awareness, and is capable of delivering incisive passes that unlock opposing defenses. Whether it's a precise through ball or a well-weighted cross, Kubo's ability to create goal-scoring opportunities for his teammates is a valuable asset. His vision and creativity on the field set him apart as a playmaker. Kubo is not just an offensive force. He's also known for his defensive work rate. He is willing to track back and contribute to his team's defensive efforts. His work ethic and defensive contributions are appreciated by coaches and teammates alike, making him a well-rounded player. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.